Pele's New Suit by Elsa Beskow. There once was a little Swedish boy whose name was Pele. Now Pele had a lamb which was all his own and which he took care of all by himself. The lamb grew and Pele grew, and the lamb's coat grew longer and longer, but Pele's coat only grew shorter. One day, Pele took a pair of shears and cut off all the lamb's wool. Then he took the wool to his grandmother and said, "Granny dear, please card this wool for me." "That I will, my dear," said Granny, "if you will pull the weeds in my carrot patch for me." So Pele pulled the weeds in Granny's carrot patch, and Granny carded Pele's wool. Then Pele went to his other grandmother and said, "Grandmother dear, please spin this wool into yarn for me." "That I will gladly do, my dear," said his grandmother, "if while I am spinning, you will tend my cows for me." And so Pele tended grandmother's cows and grandmother spun Pele's yarn. Then Pele went to a neighbor who was a painter and asked him for some color with which to dye his yarn. "What a silly boy you are," laughed the painter. "My paint is not what you want to color your wool. But if you will row over to the shore to get a bottle of turpentine for me, you may buy yourself some dye out of the change from the money." So Pele rowed over to the store and bought a bottle of turpentine for the painter, and bought for himself a sack of blue dye out of the change from the money. Then he dyed his wool himself until it was blue all through. And then Pele went to his mother and said, "Mother dear, please weave this yarn into cloth for me." "That I will gladly do," said his mother, "if you will take care of your little sister for me." So Pele took care of his little sister, and mother wove the wool into cloth. Then Pele went to the tailor and said, "Dear Mr. Tailor, please make a suit for me out of this cloth." "Is that what you want, you little rascal?" said the tailor. "Indeed I will, if you will rake my hay and bring in my wood and feed my pigs for me." So Pele raked the tailor's hay and fed his pigs. And then he carried in all the wood. And the tailor had Pele's suit ready that very Saturday evening. And on Sunday morning, Pele put on his new suit and went to his lamb and said, "Thank you very much for my new suit, little lamb." "Baa," said the lamb, and it sounded almost as if the lamb were laughing.